Father, we come to you in the beautiful name of Jesus, and how his love to us just causes us to take flight. And Lord, thank you for soaring. It's wonderful. Lord, but we also thank you, God, for the shadow of the valley of death. Lord, we know you in all of these depths and heights. And Lord, you're always the same. And you're just so marvelous in your encouragement. Turn to the right, turn to the left. But Lord, help us never to take our eyes off of you. You're just too amazing and beautiful, Jesus. Lord, help us just to look upon your face. Lord, thank you again for just the grace you give us. The vessels here that you've put such joy unspeakable in. Lord, thank you again for just this praise to you in song. God, you've made the likes of the Davids today. God, that just, they do, they have a new song every morning. How could there not be, Lord, when we have a lover of our soul like you? How could we not have a new song that would sing praises back to you of your care and your desire for us? And Lord, hear what we have today. You have opened up the fullness of your heart. Lord, you've taken that veil away, and we go fully into that Holy of Holies. Lord, the fellowship between the cherubim. I'm so thankful that that's where we fellowship with you. And Lord, we just give you the praise today. And Lord, just continue to work in your people. God, help us to get a little bit more stretched today. Fill us a little fuller. Lord, let our cup just run over. And God, help us to not want, only to pant a little bit more after you. We thank you again for your grace and your glory. And Lord, for the appearing that's soon to come, our soon coming bridegroom. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Brother Bob. I'm just grateful again for what the Lord is tuning our hearts to receive. But go ahead and turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Been so thankful this past week in new heights and wonders of him. Again, thinking about the camp that was given to our counselors and teenagers, and then that vacation Bible school for our elementary kids. So marvelous. My heart just kind of leaped for joy thinking and hearing of all the good report and how God always does it. You know, there's no accidents. He's got a perfect path that we just look to him at. I'm so grateful I'm learning not to plan. I'm just learning to expect. And expect the unexpected, but always expect an exceeding abundance of joy and peace in believing God. And so wonderful to hear all of the things that came back from camp. And then expecting, God willing, this next Wednesday night where we will be in these In Christ studies. And we'll read that verse and see how it just weaves in so perfectly with what the Lord is bringing in this pattern of full glory for us. But in 2 Timothy chapter 3, let's read verse 15. And Paul tells Timothy at this time, he says, "From a child, Timothy, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Now, so beautiful there. You see how Paul is commending Timothy to one place, the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Scriptures that have set Timothy apart unto God, even from a child. The Lord called, chose him. Praise be to God. I love to raise my hand to him. Lord, I'm it. Praise God. It's okay. You can say that. He's had grace upon whom he will have grace. He'll have mercy on whom he will have mercy. And praise be to God, he chose you in that. But he chose you in his Son. So let's not get excited about ourselves. Let's get excited about Jesus. And thank you, God, that you chose us in your Son in ages past. So we give him all the praise. So we have this wonderful encouragement that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, and not just head knowledge, it's through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And we know where that faith comes from, don't we? It's by grace through faith. We know it had to be the grace of God that would give us the faith to believe. But this is that beautiful pattern that was in Timothy's life from the very beginning, which is the same pattern, praise be to God, in each one of our lives. He wanted us. He saw us, and he saw us in him. He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. He's called us with that holy calling, as he tells us, before he set a star in heaven. Praise the Lord, we were marked for this wondrous encouragement in the word of his grace. But here we have these holy scriptures that from a child will make you wise unto salvation. I want you to think about that today. Wise unto salvation. Not just thinking about salvation. Salvation's great. But there's a depth. There's a wisdom. There's a knowledge. It's complete. It's full. When you hear and see the word wise in the word of God, it doesn't mean just to be smart towards something. It means to be completely knowledgeable about it. Intimately knowledgeable about it. Knowing the height, the depth, the length and the breadth of it. That's the love of Christ. That wise salvation. What the Lord, praise God, in the completeness of what he wants me to enjoy in this salvation that he has given to us. There is a depth and a height in it. Praise be to God. The word of God tells us that we can have salvation with eternal glory. That's this wise unto salvation. Not just being saved, but being saved with this eternal glory. Amen? Aren't we vessels prepared afore unto glory? I believe we are, but we have to grow up into that. Amen. We know that. All throughout the Word of God, the Lord tells us, whether it's these wondrous stories of Scripture in the Old Testament, these ones that were called for this place, but they didn't just appear in it. There was a growth into it. There was a calling, and then there was a believing. And there was a believing and a faith that it didn't look like, it didn't appear like, it looked like there was no way, but God said. And when God says something, I pray it gets our attention. And I pray when God says something, you understand in the Word of God, that's for you, especially when he's talking about the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And this is what the passion of Paul in his heart is for Timothy. Timothy, you're circled out, honey. God, I'll tell you what, he just snatched you right out. And he's given you this calling, son. Believe in it. Don't back away. You're going to be fought. There's going to be lean times. There's going to be all of these things in the world that will happen. But his heart and his desire and his love for you will never change. That's why he came to Timothy. He said, Timothy, stir up the gift that's in you. Not was in you. That is in you. That's in you. It didn't leave. Timothy was filled with the Holy Ghost, but you can see and perceive by those words, he was down, he was discouraged. He probably saw things happening in the world, and it didn't look good. It looked weird, it looked strange. There was a guy named Nero that was coming to power at that time. He was an emperor, a Caesar in Rome. If you think it's odd now, this was a man who brought around a 10-year-old boy dressed as a woman and introduced him as his wife. Yeah, you should be a little bit quiet. It's shocking, isn't it? It's awful. It's unbelievable. But yet, in that horrible time, look what God was focused on. I'm giving you things that were happening historically. You don't read about that in the Word of God. These ministers of the Word of God were not caught up into the worldly events, the vomit, the things that were going on, all of the hatred, all of this stuff. They were honed in on one thing, winning Christ. Winning Christ. There were ones that were in that encouragement of the Word of God. But Demas, he fell away and desired the things of the world. Barnabas, something happened there. He started out with Paul, but there was a division, there was a dividing. And I'm sure Paul rubbed him wrong. I'm sure Paul could have even been abrasive. I'm sure Paul could have even said a wrong thing at times. He wasn't a perfect man. But God had given him the perfect message. He'd given him the perfect word. And Barnabas, it looks as if, made a decision that, you know what, Paul, you're so offensive and you're so different, I'm going to just leave this and I'm going to figure it out on my own. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. I can't tell you what and why God's choice is, but God's choice is God's choice, and you better get over it. Amen. The beautiful thing, though, I'll tell you, you're sitting here today listening to this message. God chose you. God chose you. God chose you to hear this and awaken and give attention and praise to Him in thanksgiving to say, Lord, You have given me ears to hear this. You've given me a heart to receive this. Yes, praise be to God. That mercy is that precious to Him. That abiding and long-suffering is just who He is. Us hardheads, and we are doubters and ones that don't want to believe. Just like a Thomas, my goodness. He saw the Lord. He was with the Lord. A few things happened and he wasn't remembering the scriptures. Well, I'm not going to believe Him until I can put my hands in His. That's just like any one of us. But here was the Lord so faithful. He said, Thomas, come on over here, honey. I want you to put your hand in my side. Stick it right in there, son. I haven't moved. My love is still for you. Peter denying the Lord. That third time, the cock crowed. And Jesus looked at him, and you know, in a love passion like you can't imagine. And all I could see in Jesus' eyes as he looked at him, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, son. Let me tell you something. If it was any look but love, Peter would have died on the spot. There was a love that drew that man to rise up and to say, oh, he still loves me. My diligence to God, the way that I live my life in such a, it was nothing. It was a failure. It was all his grace all the time. Amen. Now, the Holy Scriptures from a child will make you wise. That is the salvation with eternal glory. That's what it is. I thank the Lord that it's salvation, praise God, from the tribulation. I appreciated Brother Scott telling me how he got a witness that to a man the other day. Christian man, but not looking for the appearing of the Lord. And why? Because you're not in tune with the Word of God. There's only one thing we should be in tune with, is looking for the appearing of the Lord. The Apostle Paul, that's what he was doing back then, 2,000 years ago. The Lord might come today, but he might come in 2,000 years. I don't know. But I'm still expecting him and living by the joy of the Lord is my strength, that he's coming today. Amen. That's the best way to abide, is to remain in that first love. I'm looking and loving his appearing. And I'll tell you what, if I have a day that goes on with that in my heart, it was the best day ever spent. I don't care what happened. I don't care what you said to me. I don't even care what happened. It was the best day spent. I was looking for Jesus. But that's why Christians are so disturbed, and that's why they're so scattered, and that's why they're so confused. And that's why they'll hear any wind of doctrine right now. They're not settled in a bridegroom's love. You talk to anyone that's ever been married here, especially a bride that was really in love with that groom. You talk about that 3-6 months before, Paige, honey, you're going to be the same way. You're going to forget your mom's name. Sorry, Mom. I'm thinking about getting married. I'm thinking about the one I love. You're captivated. Captivated. But the only way we remain captivated is you've got to hear his voice. And you can hear his voice, sheep. But there's a listening to it. There's an attentive ear. You're stirred right now because that's what the Word of God does. But you get away from it, and quickly, you know what happens? You get sluggish. God made it that way. He loves you. He loves spending moment by moment with you. I've said it all the time, and I don't mean this in a light way because I know some people really struggle with this. But there isn't a Christian that doesn't have attention disorder. So don't think that you don't have it, because you do. And you need. And if you don't think you do, you've got it. So there you go. You've just been diagnosed. And that's exactly how we were made, because we need him. And he needs us. He loves that fellowship. He loves it all the time. He loves us to come in our weakness and our infirmity. That's when the power of Christ rests upon us. That's when you begin to really know his grace and his mercy. And you realize that it wasn't my faithfulness. I don't have any. My faith is in your faithfulness. My faith is in your faithfulness. And that's when I get encouraged. That's when I begin to get strong and to run. But you talk about salvation and wise to it. See, I can be having this wise salvation to save me from the tribulation. You find that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. You find that about that company in Revelation chapter 3. There is a company that is saved from the tribulation, and it's the Philadelphia company. That's wise unto salvation. And then you have the wise unto the out resurrection. That's wise unto salvation. That's in Philippians 3:11. Are you wise unto that salvation that you're expecting the Lord to come as a thief in the night and to snatch and to catch his bride away? That's wise unto your salvation. That's all part of it. Praise God. I get that. I understand that Adam going into a deep sleep and a rib portion coming out of him to make his wife, that wasn't just some goofy story. That was God expressing to us, when I'm going to send my son to take his wife, that's going to be the church. They're going to be asleep. And there's going to be a little rib portion that's alive and remaining and expecting. And not just slothful and drunken. We're the children of light, folks. We're the children of light. God put that enlightened eyes of understanding in us when he gave us, and praise be to God, he gave us the opportunity to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You want that passion? Get full of the Holy Ghost. You don't want that passion? There was Timothy. Weak. Paul said, come on, son. Just stir it up. Bam! And he was ready to go. It wasn't something that had to get started and revved up. God will put it right there. The Philadelphia saints abide in first love, brothers and sisters. And they receive the in love appearing of the bridegroom. That's wise unto salvation. I'm wise because I know I can see him like that. And I'm wise unto my salvation because I know in expecting him to see him like that, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you, I'll be a spouse too. Praise God. But if I think I'm just a servant, wow, you know what? I'll have a palm. There's a jillion of them up there in heaven getting ready to be given out. And there has to be, sadly, because that's what the innumerable multitude is all about. I spoke to a man in my house this last week. He loves the Lord, and there's a joy, and I'm so thankful to God. But he's always getting ready to serve. I said, I'm getting ready to reign. He looked at me like I'm a nut. I looked at him and I said, that's pitiful, man. Come on, you're my brother. We're from the same family. We're born with the same royal blood. What are you doing? Did you not get about Martha and Mary? Did that not hit you? Not to be encumbered with these things and serving? It's time to worship. 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 And it was so thankful to be able to tell him. And you know what worship is? Oh, I know what it is. You know, you come in. I said, no. I said, that's what I used to think. And then I received what the Lord has for me. A worshiper draws nigh in fervent love to kiss. A worshiper is a spouse. It's an adoration. It's an encouragement of love. It's wise unto my salvation. I'm not saved to go up there to wave a palm. I'm saved to go up there and to rule and reign with him. I'm saved, praise God, to be glorified together with him. Thank you, Jesus. This is truly a wedding. This is truly the way it's supposed to be. The woman is the glory of the man. I'm not going to argue with God on that one. I'm not going to tell him, wait a second, that's too much for me. I want a palm. Am I nuts? Really? Don't you want to honor God? Don't try to act humble. Thank him. Thank him. Take the crown. Hold it fast. Rejoice. Thank the Lord. Skip around your house. You don't have to murmur around and go, oh, this suffering. You don't need to do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Now, my heart is thinking about this. It took me back to many years ago, almost, well, over 40 years ago. I was a teenager, and the Lord had me preach, I believe, one of the very first sermons, and it was at a church camp, and it was at a church camp that was just 2 days. Yeah.
I always remember Brother Hill, they quit feeding us pork at the one that we had for 5 days. No more pork camp. Nope, can't have that. So we didn't have camp. But we did have camp. And it was just a camp for kids, just like the one we just had. And here were the scriptures that he gave me in that. We're right here in Timothy. Go over to 2 Timothy 1:13 and 14. It says, hold fast the form of sound words. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwells in us. Follow that up with 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine or sound words, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Word strong in grace. Amen? Oh, yes. Doctrine holy in grace. Sound words, sound doctrine. That word sound means free from any mixture of error. Free from it. It's pure. There's no error in it. And I remember how the Lord brought that sermon. It brought in about my sweet grandma, Sister Hill. And I remember being in her house one day, and it was canning peaches time. So she was going to can peaches. And here I could observe her canning her peaches. And so she had cut up all them peaches, and she had them done, and she had them in those mason jars. And I thought she was all done. But then she got out this big old deep pan and put them jars in that pan, put it water on it, and put it on the stove and fired that stove up. And I said, Grandma, what are you doing? And she says, oh, honey, I got to make sure there's no air in those jars. I got to make sure that air is completely out of there or it's going to spoil the fruit. There can't be anything in that jar but the fruit. I can hear her voice saying that, smiling and just her eyes dancing and things. She said it might look okay for a little while, that jar with the fruit. But if it has any air in it, in just a few months, that jar will be completely ruined. It'll be rancid. And I thought, praise be to God, even as a kid. It's just like preaching the whole counsel of God. It's just like preaching that there is no other gospel, because there is no other gospel. Amen? Not giving any opportunity for error to be preached. By the grace of God, to stand in defense of the gospel of Christ. We just stand in what he's been given to us. Amen? That there'd be no leaven to leaven the lump. By the grace of God, that there'd be no little foxes to spoil the vine, but just the sincere meat of the bridal gospel. And I thank the Lord as I stand here today. Hallelujah. You know what? That simple truth has never changed. And it is the same only gospel by his grace we preach today. Hallelujah. That's a marvelous thing. I can take that same message, which is the message that never changes, which is the only gospel. And thanks be to God, it's been the only message by his grace I've ever given. Thank you, Lord, because there isn't anything else to preach about. There's nothing else that we should be spending our time on. We need to redeem the time for this. And that is, praise be to God, what we have. Anything else is a shipwreck of faith. Anything else. Anything else will divert us off this wonderful perfection that is in Christ. Even if we let in a small amount of error, it will do this work of shipwreck. I'm talking about things like quenching the Spirit. By the grace of God, let's never quench the Spirit in here. I'm not talking strange fire. I'm talking about allowing the Spirit to reign. I love to praise the Lord because I'll tell you what, he puts a praise in your heart. You know, it was a pattern in them that really loved the Lord. They loved to praise him.
Praise God, it just happens. It's like a kettle, you stick it on some fire, it's got to sing. How could you not? I remember that guy on that fishing boat. He said, oh, you're one of those ones that loves to praise in the Spirit. He said, yeah. He said, I like that. He said, I've been in that Baptist church a long time. He said, the difference with us is we sit on our hands and pray, and you lift them up. I said, well, he kind of got it. He kind of got it. I like lifting my hands to Jesus. There ain't anybody else to lift your hands to, praise God. But you see, things like quenching the Spirit, not standing in all truth, you know what happens is the evidence of error begins to come in. You know what'll come in? Bitterness. Legality will come in. Condemnation will come in. Compromise will come in. And I'll tell you what happens. If it's not dealt with immediately, it'll be the death of a meeting. Brother Hill said it like this oftentimes. He said, you go that way, there'll be Ichabod. God has departed, written over the doors. God forbid that would ever be done here. But I'll tell you what, you follow down that path, it's over. We're at the final strides, brothers and sisters. By the grace of God, if there was ever a time to stand in it, stand now. I'm so thankful to God, hallelujah, to finish that wonderful race course and thanking Him for that full joy, thanking Him that He completely authored and finished every bit of this word in faith in our lives. Oh, hallelujah. To thank God and honestly rejoicing. And I know it's the grace of God that's with us. Wonderful. But aren't we so thankful that we did? I don't want to wish I had. I don't want a tear from my eye thinking, oh, I wish I had. I'm glad. I'm glad. But that glad better be right now. Now, man's emotion brings in strange fire. Oh, yes, it does. And you end up like the Corinthians. Yep. A bunch of nutness. God forbid. But then, legality, you'll end up like bewitched Galatians. And that's the truth. You go after self-righteousness, I'll tell you what, cold-hearted is how you'll end up. And I've seen, sadly, many over the years that have left this place and are still bitter today and lacking love. Now, I say that not to say, oh, look at me. My heart is convinced that when there's an attack that goes on that we know of, if I love you, I'll raise up a red flag and said, brother, sister, be aware. Your house is on fire. If I just walk on by and say, well, you know what, we'll just go at it and we'll figure this out and everything, that's called compromise. We end up in the same place. By the grace of God, we need to be adamant about this. Hallelujah. It's called passionate love. And you stand and you preach it and you stand with Him. And as we stand with Him, we stand with one another. And it's a marvelous thing, that oneness that we are and have in Christ. But I'll tell you this. I always remember that sweet camp some 40 years back. It was two nights. This was the first sermon that the Lord allowed me to give, that first night. That second night, I was getting ready to preach, and I've told you this before. Bob's smiling right over here because he was there. He was one of the elders. You were the only elder. No, Deb. No, but sister, you're very young. Sorry. You were in your 20s. I mean, we were just babies at that time. Amen. But it was so beautiful because I never gave that second sermon. I got up there to preach, and the Spirit came down. I mean, the Spirit fell. And there was a roar, and the duration of that praise. To this day, I'm just telling you, I've never seen such a thing. I've never heard such a thing. And there wasn't one life in that whole group that was probably over 18 years old. I think we were getting ready to go into the promised land. And I think the Lord, praise be to God, has got some young ones. You've got your time too. And you're getting ready to go into the promised land. Those ones that murmured in the wilderness, they're behind. And praise be to God, he's opened it up. I'm going across the Jordan, going to walk through Canaan's land. Oh, I love it. And I will tell you this. Young people that were at the camp, go on. Go on. Don't stop. John Hill so sweetly told me, I was overcome with the joy of the Spirit in this church a while back, long time back, just overwhelmed. Thought I was alone. There he walked out of the bathroom stall. It only gets better, son. And you know he was right. He was so right. And I thank God. I praise God that, you know, really, let that camp go on in your heart. Don't let it just be for a moment. Just let it go on. Let it go on. You got a precious time. We're kind of like camped out in our houses. I've been praying for these parents. Don't wait for somebody else to tarry with your child to be filled. Tarry with them. Pray with them. Spirit happens. It's marvelous when you trust God. You enter in there and just believe him, and the Holy Ghost popping up all over the place. But you continue, young people and elderly people. After this truth and love, you seek the Lord in everything, in decisions, relationships. You seek him when you're being battled with the enemy's questions. The enemy's going to be allowed to ask you questions. Battled with feelings, battled with failure. Seek the Lord out right here. Just keep seeking him out right here. And one thing I can attest about Jesus, he doesn't just have one hug. He's got a hug after a hug after a hug. It's marvelous how he does it. Well, if you want success, and I'm talking about success in life, not the way the world sees it. I'm talking about a peace that passes understanding. I'm talking about joy that comes even in the night. I'm talking about songs that come up even when you feel like you're imprisoned. I'm talking about that kind of success. And if you want peace by the grace of God, and if the sound of happiness is pretty good to you, I'll tell you right now, there's no other place but in the Word of God. There just isn't. Anything else will rob you. Anything else that you'll go after, and everyone here can attest of it, because we all haven't always gone fully after the Lord. It always is a place, and I'll say it, I wish I had. But the beauty about right now, it can be, I wish I had earlier. Because now I'm going. Amen. Now I'm going. Amen. The beautiful thing about the Lord, it's not how you started, it's how you finish. Amen. I've been just rejoicing too. We've had such a quagmire going on in our house about a project we're doing. It's been difficult. It's been amazing. Few times I've had to shake my head. My sweet wife, you pray for her. She's had a lot going on. I could say a lot more, but I'm going home today. But as I told her, I said, to this point with the project, is there anything you'd want to change? Well, how we got... No. I'm not talking about how we got there. I'm not talking about what we had to do to get here. But I said, was there anything about the project right now that you'd change? And she said, no, it's perfect. It's perfect. And here we are. We're sitting here today. And I know by the grace of God, this wonderful word, it's moved us. It's moved us completely right now to, Lord, I'm in tune, I'm in tune. Project didn't look good. But I'll tell you what, when you're expecting the coming of the Lord, it's perfect. And I tell you this. As I look back at my sweet ma, them were sound words, mama. Amen. Sound doctrine, ma. Amen. From a child, I got those. And they've never,
ever changed. And I'll tell you what, today, I'm expecting that wise salvation that my sweet mom taught me to believe in, not just to know, but to believe in, to walk in. That, honey, this is our life. This is who we are in Christ. I'm expecting today to walk into my wise salvation. And it's not only going to be faith, but it's going to be sight. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, we do thank you in Jesus' name for this time. And Lord, your encouragement, it's voiced by your Spirit. And Lord, thank you that there was that grace that caused us to say, as that sweet woman, I will go. I will go. Now, Lord, by your grace, help us to just keep going. Lord, we're on that precious camel. We're hooked to the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost is ministering. But we need to hear him. We need to hear this truth. Encourage all that have heard this word today. Lord, in Jesus' name, give me a heart to desire to hear it more and more. And Lord, to make it more mine. To be wise into my inheritance. It's my birthright. By the grace of God, to be wise unto that salvation with eternal glory. That, Lord, it is all mine. That, Lord, I was born a Lord of all. Hallelujah. I've got the life of Jesus Christ. It wasn't just to remain a babe in a manger. It was to grow. It was to grow up fully. Hallelujah. Be anointed with the Holy Ghost. And be ready to be offered. Hallelujah. And to be ready to be sat in the throne. Lord, that is the life of Christ in us. It is so glorious. It's such a simple message. Like him, what does that mean to us? What does it mean to us that we can grow up into you in all things? What does it mean to us to be filled with all the fullness of God? I believe you, Lord. I believe that your intent is exactly that, that you desire more than anything for your sons to be glorified together with him. With him. And in the midst of the throne as his glory. Descending from heaven having the glory of God. And her light. Lord, let us just breathe it in. Lord, quicken our faith. Help us, Lord God. Encourage us all by your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.